Continuing with our look at tiny concepts, today we will look at what the human being desires as his or her ultimate goal. We may put that down to Jannah, but in essence, a human being desires peace. Thus, the last ayat of Surah Al-Fajr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا عَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَعِنَّةِ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. O soul that is at utter peace, that is content, اطمئنان. Return to your Rabb, who is pleased with you and you are pleased with him. Enter into my Jannah and enter amongst those who are attached to me. So, what is peace and how do we achieve inner peace? In essence, nothing can bring you peace except yourself. The first thing the human being has to realize that life is not aimless. Quran says, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Every existence has a direction. So pick the best of directions. So life is directional. And when we make the conscious decision to make sure that even our ordinary activities have spiritual inspiration, we turn our lives into a completely different way of living. And even the most mundane interaction with other people can become an opportunity to share divine love as such. And perhaps one of the most useful qualities in our lives is the awareness of peace and calm. Even when tensions and pressures arise and there is a temptation to create inner irritation, or rather to allow inner irritation to build up, then there is a necessity to learn how to calm down this tension and bring inner peace. The first step to be able to bring peace to our lives is to realize that when anger or feelings of sadness or irritation come within us, is really not anybody else's fault. These are feelings that are prompted by our own wrong response to others. And it's important to realize that the change need not occur within somebody else. The change need to occur within us. And it could be a situation which we may think is nothing to do with us. But it is. And we need to first block out the negative thoughts that block all the good in our lives. It is called training the mind. It is making a decision that we will no longer point a finger of blame and realize that there is a better way to handle life's situation by blaming others, but to sit down and see, how do I control my thoughts? How do I allow praying to connect me to divinity and give me the perfect peace of God? The next step is to understand that in order to learn this, in order to learn peace, one must be able to listen. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two ears and one mouth so that we may hear more and talk less. But listening is an art. Listening is a learned skill. Very often we may hear somebody else, but we're only listening to ourselves. We have to be able to enhance our ability to listen. You know, active listening means staying focused on what the person is saying. We need to use our ears in the same way as, say, a photographer uses a camera. To get the best picture, you find that the photographer has to adjust his lens until the settings are correct. And as an active listener, we must adjust the focus of our attention to remain aware of what the speaker is telling us. The more we listen and learn, the better we are able to develop our own potential, of peace. I remember seeing a forward that was sent to me by email, and he talked about a father who had just come back from work and was relaxed and sitting on the sofa in his lounge reading his evening newspaper. He had a 5-year-old child who was so excited to see his father that he kept on asking so many questions whilst his father was trying to read the newspaper. So the father, thinking that he wanted some quiet time, found a picture of the earth in his newspaper, and he cut it out into little pieces, spread them on the floor, and asked the child to put them together like a jigsaw puzzle, thinking this will give him a few minutes of peace. And the child settled on the floor and started arranging the pieces of a paper into a picture. And the father was quite amazed when his son returned with the picture completely intact. And the child said, "Look, Papa, the world is back together again." And the dad asked, "How did you do it so fast?" And he said, "It was easy, Dad. I couldn't get the pieces of the earth to fit together, so I looked at the other side of the newspaper, and there was pictures of the parts of a man, and it was easy to put the man together, so that's what I did. And when the man came together, so did the earth." When we come together as human beings, so does our peace. It comes together. But peace in a human being can only come if we understand that listening to everybody else, listening to the outside rather than only the voice inside, that which is constantly pushing us towards our ego. If we want to listen inside, it must be to listen to the voice of divinity. But that comes by listening to the created. Remember, we seek him by serving creation, and that's where we get our peace. The third thing to get this peace is to understand that you must never think you know it all. In other words, always be ready to learn. Always be open to learning and not over skimming over the surface, but something that is learned thoroughly, pondering over it, perceiving it, knowing about the divine wisdom in it, and knowing that you really don't know anything. There's a wonderful story we tell children about a great alim of ours called Nasiruddin Tusi. And Khwaja Nasiruddin Tusi was a great astronomer, had studied the sciences of the heavens and climate changes and astronomy, all that. His books are still used, by the way. And one day he was on his travels, and according to his calculations, it seemed like it was going to be a clear night. So on a village on the way to where he was going, he laid down his mat outside, and a man passing by said, "Oh, Sheikh, are you planning to bed down outside today?" And he said, "Yes, the sky seemed clear, and I don't think it's going to rain." So the man said, "I think it's going to rain." And Khwaja turned around to him and said, "I have studied the stars and astronomy and climate changes. Could you tell me how you have worked this out?" And he said, "Look, I don't know anything. All I rely upon is my dog. When my dog refuses to sleep outside and wants to come in the house, I know it's going to rain." Well, Khwaja settled down on his mat outside, and sure enough, it started raining at night. And he looked at him and he said, "Nasiruddin, you don't even know as much as a dog. In fact, he wanted the ayah of Quran about the dog that accompanied Ashabul Kahf, the companions of the cave, to be inscribed on his gravestone so we could all understand what he was trying to say." And that's what peace is about, knowing that you don't know, knowing that you're always ready to learn something new. Can you imagine the peace you would achieve if you could improve on all levels of your being and in all aspects of your life? How would it feel to know that you are making a real contribution by learning? Wouldn't it be awesome to know that I can still be better? The peace that would bring, and knowing that you'll never, ever get bored. The fourth thing that leads to progress and peace is humility. Because humility also leads to be able to talk to Allah, to a connection that really brings you in tune with divinity. The Quran is full of admonitions about humility and the humble approach, which really is a concept which indicates that one has understood that the Creator exceeds anything or anyone, and that He is beyond all comprehension and understanding. The more we realize this, the more humble we become, the more peace it brings us, knowing that one is attaching oneself only to the greatest. And thus, the simple phrase, Allahu Akbar, so much in it, knowing He is greater than everything and anyone. And we as human beings are simply a speck, if that. And finally, that which ties a ribbon on peace is always the best of thoughts build the best of souls, or beautiful thoughts build a beautiful soul. We only have to look around us to see the beauty in absolutely everything. And the more attention you give to the goodness and the beauty in your life, the more that will be activated. Anything that we give attention to, we find that it starts growing, it starts moving, it starts becoming an active part of our life. Anything we ignore, you will find, will diminish and annihilate itself. In the same way, focus, strive on thinking the beautiful thoughts, the good things, the righteous things. Look in goodness in everything, absolutely everything. Try for a whole day not to complain, not to moan, not to despair. And you'll see that the verse of Quran, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, in His hands is only goodness. He has power over everything. Will start playing in your life, will start making an active force, will be an active force in your life, and peace will prevail. Inshallah, we will continue with tiny concepts next week.